number 12. When you are setting a turtle free and people are chasing you, the best thing to do is hide. I knew the hostess lady wouldn't catch me since she was wearing high heels and a dress. The dress was really tight, too. So I figured she couldn't run very far. Still, I knew she'd probably go get my dad, and my dad can run far. He plays basketball every Saturday at the Y. So I knew the best thing to do was hide. And I knew from playing hide and seek with my brothers that the best place to hide is the most obvious. The one place no one would ever think to look. If you were running around downtown with the turtle, where would most people look for you? The park, right? By the pond, because that's where you'd most likely take a turtle to set it free. That's why I didn't go there. Instead, I decided to wait everybody out in Uncle Jay's car. He never locks it. He says there's nothing in it worth stealing. Also, it was parked right in front of the restaurant, so it was really easy just to dive inside. I was sitting on the floor with all his CDs, listening to everybody yelling outside about me, when I heard the driver's door open and Uncle Jay slid behind the wheel. "Allie," he whispered, like he'd known I was in there all along, which he probably had. Uncle Jay and I get along pretty well, he says, because we're both independent thinkers.
"Don't tell them I'm here," I whispered.
Uncle Jay looked down and saw me. The turtle was still snapping in midair and kind of making swimming motions with his feet. You could hear him rustling, even though I myself was being excellently silent.
"I won't," Uncle Jay said with a kind of smile. "But you're going to have to come out sometime."
"I'm not giving them back the turtle," I said. "They're just going to make soup out of it."
"What are you talking about?"
"You know," I said, "like it says on the menu. Just because no one has ordered turtle soup yet doesn't mean somebody won't someday." Uncle Jay looked like he was about to laugh. Instead, he said,
"Right, that's totally true."
"It's not fair," I said. "This turtle should have a say in what happens to him. He should be allowed to be free. I'm going to let him go in the park where he can be with his own kind."
"Well," Uncle Jay said, "that's a nice idea. But you know, that turtle has lived in captivity its whole life. I doubt it knows how to look for its own food. And it's starting to get pretty cold out. Soon it will be winter. It might starve or freeze to death."
I hadn't thought about that. Suddenly, I realized that my plan of letting the Lung Chung turtle go in the park might not be such a good plan after all. Actually, I hadn't put a whole lot of thought into it. It had been a kind of spur-of-the-moment plan, really. Still, "But if I give him back," I said, "he'll get eaten. I can't stand thinking about him here, knowing at any minute someone could come along and just order him for dinner." Outside the car, I heard my dad yell,
"Jay, what are you doing? Are you going to help us look for her or what?"
Uncle Jay yelled back,
"Just get in my gloves." Then to me, he said, "Okay, Allie, I'll make you a deal."
"What kind of deal?" I asked. I hate to admit it, but I was crying a little. Mostly because the turtle really did stink, and that was making my eyes water. But also because I knew I was in trouble. And I hated being in trouble, which I knew was surprising, considering how much trouble I'd been in lately. But still, "I thought we already had a deal," I said, "about what really happened to the scuba watch. I never told, you know."
"This is a different deal," Uncle Jay said quickly. "The thing is, I really shouldn't have let you watch that zombie hand movie, so I kind of owe you one. So the new deal is, I'll keep the turtle. You can leave him here in the car, and I'll take him home with me tonight to my apartment. We won't tell anyone. It'll be our secret. And in return, you'll stop giving your parents such a hard time about moving into the new house and pretend to be okay with the whole thing. The thing about pretending to be okay with things is that sometimes you actually start to be okay with them. So, you never know. Maybe you'll actually start to be okay with the moving thing. What do you think about that?" I chewed my lip. The turtle living with Uncle Jay was actually an excellent idea. He didn't have any pets, and his apartment was very messy anyway, so it wasn't like he'd even notice the turtle was there.
and I wouldn't have to worry about anyone eating it. So that would be one worry out of many off my mind anyway. I wasn't so sure about the pretending to like the new house thing, though. What about the thing that boy said? I asked.
What boy?
Uncle Jay asked. Across the street in the park, I could hear my dad calling my name.
Allie! Allie, where are you? Allie, come here right now. This isn't funny.
The boy next door, I said, at the new house. He said the people who used to live there did something bad in the attic.
I will use all my investigative powers to determine whether or not this is so,
Uncle Jay said. But I'm thinking this guy might have been teasing you. Besides, I'm actually very sensitive to psychic phenomena, and when I was at your new house, I sensed only the most harmonious vibrations. I didn't see how Uncle Jay could even say this, considering the dark gray walls and brown floors and all of that. But I was willing to let that slide, since he was being so nice about the turtle.
Now, what do you say? He asked. Will you come back to dinner?
The truth was, I didn't really have any other choice. I couldn't sit in Uncle Jay's car holding the Lung Chung turtle for the rest of the night. So I agreed to his deal. Uncle Jay got out of the car and went to pretend to look for me in the park with my dad so it wouldn't seem suspicious when I suddenly appeared right after he did. I counted to 20, and then I put the turtle down on the floor of Uncle Jay's car. It stopped snapping at me and kind of looked around like, "Where am I? What's going on?"
"You're going to a better place," I told him. "One where no one is going to order you for dinner. I promise."
Then I told him I'd come to visit real soon. Then I got out of the car and went back inside the restaurant. Everyone was really mad at me. Everyone except Mom. She was glad to see me. At first. Then she got mad.
"Don't you ever do anything like that again, young lady," she said when she was done hugging me. "Do you know how scared I was? Your father and Uncle Jay are still out there looking for you."
"Yeah," Mark said. "And all the restaurant people are really mad at you because you stole their turtle. They said we have to pay for it, and we didn't even get to eat it."
"Never mind that,"
Mom said, giving her credit card to the waitress who was giving me dirty looks. I wasn't just imagining it either. She was really giving me dirty looks.
"Let's just settle our bill. I must say, Allie, I might have expected behavior like this from one of the boys, but I never expected it from you. What in heaven's name came over you?"
"I just can't stand the idea of someone eating that turtle," I said.
"Eating that?"
Mom gave me a strange look.
"Oh, Allie! No one!"
"See?" Uncle Jay said as he and Dad walked in suddenly. "She's right here, safe and sound. I told you."
"Allie."
My dad looked mad.
"There you are. We were looking everywhere. Where's the turtle?"
"Never mind," Mom said, getting up.
"Come on, we're going." "What do you mean, never mind?" Dad asked. "Allie, just tell us, what did you do with the turtle?"
But I wouldn't tell. Even when the restaurant manager came up and pleaded with me, and then told me I was a very bad little girl, and that I was going to be in big trouble, and that I was lucky they hadn't called the police. That's when Dad stepped in and said,
"Look, we paid for the turtle. Cut it out. You're scaring her, okay?"
But the restaurant manager wasn't scaring me at all. I was just thinking how funny it was going to be the next time Dad went over to Uncle Jay's apartment to watch a ball game, and he saw the turtle there. Would he even know it was the same turtle?
"Come on," Mom said after she signed the bill. "We've had enough celebrating for one night. Let's go home."
And so we did. But not before Mark and Kevin made sure they jammed a chopstick into the change release slot of the payphone right outside the men's room, so no one could ever get change from it again. I high-fived them in the car, but not so Mom and Dad could see.